When it comes to sending a message to the community, one way to do it is to simply stand together. That's what One Oakland organization is doing by organizing a walk every Friday evening in some of the city's most crime-heavy areas. Since 2012, Oakland has averaged more than 800 aggravated assaults per year, with many of the incidents concentrated in East Oakland. Although these walks are organized by churches, they've attracted hundreds of secular participants. KALW's Lila Day joined the walkers on one recent Friday evening.
It is a community tool where people in the community can come together.
Almost 30 men and women sit in long red pews at First Mount Sinai Baptist Church in East Oakland. It's 6 o'clock, and this group is preparing for a weekly ritual.
So who can tell us one rule? Yes.
Don't carry money.
Do not carry money.
The man is wearing a white cap and matching jacket like the rest of the group. He asks people to recite the rules. Hands shoot up from different directions.
And I saw Melita's hand. You going to give us the second one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pray with your eyes open.
Pray with your eyes open.
Heads nod in agreement. It feels like everyone's preparing for a dangerous assignment, but they're just getting ready for a neighborhood stroll.
No proselytizing.
That's number 5.
Not everyone here is a member of this church. People have come from all over the Bay Area to participate in what they call Oakland Night Walk. It's part of the city's violence prevention strategy called Ceasefire. The idea is simple: to gather in a group to express a message of support in some of the more crime-heavy areas of the city.
Okay? All right. So let us all grab hands.
Before leaving, the volunteers put on their white jackets and join hands to pray.
Keep us and walk with us tonight. Thank you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Once outside, the group splits up, each walking on separate sides of the street, but always in the same direction. The walk starts off slow, as if they're in a procession. They walk holding signs with phrases like, "Alive and free," "Stop gun violence," and "Stay alive."
Right now we're walking in the community to just reinforce our love, to meet people, to just be present.
That's one of the group leaders, Dedrick Battle. He guides the group down a street of small cottage houses where pit bulls and German shepherds jump at chain link fences. No one walking tonight is from this neighborhood. Erica Side is from North Oakland. She's been walking with her husband for almost a year.
I feel like I wanted to be part of the solution.
Side says she's learned a lot about this neighborhood through these walks.
I didn't know that there were lots of single family homes. A lot of them are pretty with lots of flowers and kept up, and I didn't know there was going to be like families all over the place.
Side says there's light crime where she lives, and her neighbors are considering hiring private security guards. But she acknowledges that it isn't always a viable solution for neighborhoods like this one.
I've heard some people that I've mentioned that I did these walks to have the impression that this is a patrol, which it's not a patrol. It's really kind of witnessing. Good evening. It's kind of being there in the community and saying, we see you, you're not forgotten. I don't feel like, people in our neighborhood, people come to our neighborhood to go out to dinner, or they who don't live there come. So we don't live in a neighborhood that feels forgotten.
We pass a Spanish language church service, then walk on to busy International Boulevard. The walk starts to feel lighter, more relaxed. Small conversations come up between the walkers, many of them never met before. Cars whiz by, beeping and waving. Some residents stare, wondering what we're doing.
What are they doing?
Well, they're just making their presence known in the community.
How you guys doing?
Duke Boyd is standing next to his car with his son.
I love it. Anything to help clean up our streets, man. Anywhere where my kids can walk safe, I'm with it, for sure. So I appreciate it. I like the presence. Let everybody feel it, and it'll be a better place for us, as far as I'm concerned.
When I stop to talk to Boyd and his son, the entire group stops. They fall silent and watch me. I realize I broke a rule.
Sorry. The rules.
Oh, no, when you do, we just stop.
The group needs to be notified to stop. they stick together for protection.
See how she's talking. Okay.
Marku Hekila is walking with other young men that are here with a group called City Team. All of them have had some run-ins with the law.
I'm from the Central Valley. I actually had a good friend that was killed, gunshot wound to the heart. I used to be part of the problem. I just want to be part of the solution.
For Hekila, the night walk is part of a program that's helping him stay out of prison. But he says his presence here is not just important to his future.
I also noticed when I give my testimony and I talk to people, they listen a little bit more, especially since I've been through it myself. I've been here when there's only been 8 people. And I've been here when there's been 80 people. And I just think through repetition and just showing up all the time that they're going to start trusting us and they'll start supporting us even more.
It's been about 45 minutes, and the group starts heading back into the church. Reverend Danita Davis Howard, coordinator of the ceasefire walk, starts the debrief.
Anybody else have a conversation with somebody outside of the walking group?
No one raises their hand. But Reverend Davis Howard says that's not so important.
A lot of people are just surprised about how welcomed we are in the community. That, you know, this is not just something that's abstract. You know, somebody came up with this.
It's a tangible gesture of support for these residents, says the Reverend. And the motivation behind this gesture, that isn't abstract either. Many of the walkers are here because they've experienced violence firsthand, like Tiara Earls, who's a grad student in San Francisco.
When I was younger, I actually had a cousin of mine who was actually shot at point-blank range in broad daylight, so it makes me emotional when I talk about it. But because of that, like, I wanted to get involved and find a way to reduce the type of violence that affected him and that caused his murder. So that's essentially why I got involved.
Even Reverend Davis Howard, the organizer, is here because of her personal loss.
When I was 27 years old, I had a brother who was 8 years my junior, shot and killed. When I was in my 30s, my late 30s, I had a second cousin, two of them, in a car riding together. And all of these happened in different cities, shot at. One died and one was hospitalized. And I had a niece about 2 years ago in West Oakland who was on her way out, going to a friend's house who got shot by a stray bullet. And I've had that much loss of life because of gun violence. And it has to stop.
People pile out of the church and start heading back to their own neighborhoods. I asked the Reverend if it's problematic for her that many of the people who walk tonight live elsewhere.
If you love Oakland, you love everything about Oakland. And if you love Oakland, you care about everything about it, Oakland. And even though you don't live in the immediate area, if you love Oakland, you want to help in those spots where violence is prevalent.
The sun sets and the families that were sitting on their porches are now inside. The dogs are quiet and the streetlights are coming on. Next week, in another Oakland neighborhood, the group will gather and walk again with the hope that, together, they're moving the city forward. In Oakland, I'm Leela Day for Cross Currents.